Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
At the start of the show, we were talking about the Giants. Dave Gettleman, their GM, is all in on Daniel Jones. And I said, I don't know if it's fixable with fumbles, but he had 11 fumbles last year. Derek Carr had 11. Taysom Hill had 10. Lamar Jackson, 10. Carson Wentz had 10. But you got to back your quarterback. I just don't know if he backs his running back, Saquon Barkley, because I certainly don't want to go into a second contract with a running back. But, yeah, we were talking about who's in better shape, the Jets or the Giants. And I said, division-wise, the Giants would be, because you can win 9 games and win that division. But I think the Jets, with a new coach, an experienced GM, they got some draft picks there. They got some interesting decisions to make. Let's bring in Mike Florio here, joins us on the program. Let me start with that. Who's in better shape, Mike, Jets or Giants?
I like your point about the Giants being in the NFC East. You don't have to be in very good shape to be in good shape in that division. But I'm intrigued by what the Jets can do, Dan. After hearing our guy Chris Sims last week praise Zach Wilson, the BYU quarterback, the presumptive number 2 pick, if the Jets do indeed take him and move on from Sam Darnold. This is a franchise that's been looking for a franchise quarterback since Joe Namath, for crying out loud. If they get this opportunity and they seize this opportunity and Wilson becomes what Sims sees in him, then I think the Jets are in pretty good shape. Robert Saleh, highly respected coach. The team being built from the inside out by Joe Douglas. Mike Maccagnan, the former GM, was doing too much building from the outside in, for example, signing Le'Veon Bell when they had no offensive line. What are you thinking when you do that? So I like what the Jets are doing. We're just so conditioned to think the Jets are going to stink that it's hard to imagine them being any good.
We were also talking about what's going on with Seattle with Russell Wilson, where the newsletter comes out to the season ticket holders and, and the owner signs off on, hey, let's mention the new offensive coordinator, the running backs coach, and Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. And, oh, by the way, we'll just leave out the NFL man of the year, Russell Wilson. Do you think this is by design, Mike?
Yeah, well, this is the recovering lawyer in me talking, and I practiced for 18 years before abandoning it. Thank God for this. But any lawyer with any influence over that organization would say, if there's any chance we're not going to have this guy, we better not include him in any materials aimed at getting customers to buy season tickets, because the last thing we need is some smart ass filing a class action lawsuit seeking a full refund on all tickets because you led us to believe that Russell Wilson was going to be on the team when you knew or should have known that he wasn't going to be on the team. It could be that simple, but it tells me that it's serious enough that they thought it would be prudent and smart and wise and potentially something that would save a lot of money to not mention Russell Wilson, so no one could say you led us to believe he was going to be here and then you traded him.
Okay, so this isn't nefarious on their part. This is just being smart on Seattle's part.
I think being smart is not mentioning Russell Wilson. Being nefarious is mentioning all these other people. That's where it becomes.
Well, who are you going to go out and see, Mike? I mean, you got to come out.
It's a little twist. Yeah. You got to twist the knife. You know, you got to market Shane Waldron, the new offensive coordinator, if you want to sell tickets, guys. What are you thinking? But I think this is a manifestation of that frustration they've got to be feeling because he's been twisting the knife on them. This is their chance to give it a little twist back.
Jerry Jones is getting credit for, hey, I know what the salary cap's going to be, so therefore I can spend this money on Dak Prescott. And it made me wonder, Jerry knew about this? Do other owners know about this? Why is it that Jerry's the only one who gets credit for, hey, I know what it's going to be, I can spend this money? I haven't heard one other owner get credit for a signing because he knows what the salary cap's going to be. Is this insider trading, Mike?
I'm glad you mentioned this. This is the stupidest take that I've heard in the aftermath of the Dak Prescott signing, that Jerry Jones somehow has inside information that no one else possesses, that there's going to be an influx of cash from new TV contracts. We all know that's going to happen. They've been talking for weeks that these deals are impending. Some expect them to be announced this week. This isn't a secret. Yeah, no crap. I almost said the other word. There's going to be more money available in future years, and you're going to push these cap dollars into future years, and the cap's going to keep going up. That's a no-brainer. That's that. Everybody knows that's what's happening between the TV deals and gambling. The cap is going to keep going up and up and up. This year is a temporary dip, and next year it's going to start going up. And by the time this Dak Prescott deal expires, it's going to be a lot higher than it is now, and he's going to be in great position after 4 years to get paid again and to get paid even more than he's getting paid now.
Who has a better contract, Dak Prescott or Patrick Mahomes?
Without question, it's Dak Prescott. Look, Dan, last year when the Patrick Mahomes deal came out, 12 years of a commitment, and it's not a two-way commitment, it's a one-way commitment. The team can rip it up whenever they want and move on, and there's a point where it would make sense for the team to do it. If for whatever reason he's no longer a special talent, we believe that he will be, and he believes that he will be. But I remember that the Mahomes deal came out before the window closed on the Dak Prescott negotiations last July 15 on a long-term deal. And he went with the franchise tag instead. And I asked someone in the know, if you take this contract and you scratch out Patrick Mahomes and you put in Dak Prescott, would Dak take it? And the answer was unequivocally, no, you don't do that deal. That Mahomes deal is an outlier. It's an albatross. And it was done with one goal in mind. So his agents could say, we negotiated the first $500 million contract in league history. It's a bad deal. I mean, think about this. Over the first 4 years of Dak's deal, he's going to make more than $50 million more than Mahomes over the first 4 years of his deal. And when Dak's deal's done after the 2024 season, Mahomes is still signed for 7 more years. He's counting on Clark Hunt, the owner of the team, being willing to tear up that contract at the appropriate time. That's fine. Some owners will do it. Other owners won't. Jerry Jones wouldn't. So that's the leap of faith Mahomes took. So without question, Dak's deal is better. $66 million signing bonus, record. $75 million paid out this year, record. $95 million fully guaranteed, record. And only a 4-year deal.
If you're Dak Prescott, do you ask Jerry if he can give one of those golf checks where they hand it out and it's that huge check? Like, for just, it says $75 million and he hands it to Dak. I would love that photo op. Because, you know, Jerry's, you know, although we haven't heard from Jerry, I thought he would take a victory lap here, Mike. Why not?
Well, because, look, Dan, they screwed this up. And this is the flip side of the Jared Goff cautionary tale, because after Goff had three seasons in and people were saying, well, he's going to get a new contract, there were plenty of people in the league and in the media saying, why are the Rams going to give this guy a market value contract? At some point, one of these teams has to say, we're not going to do this. We're not just going to make you the next highest paid player in league history just because your contract is due to be renegotiated and you've been on the right side of pass fail. The Rams did it, and now they regret it. They're unloading Jared Goff plus something. You know, they're giving something up in net trade assets to get rid of his contract. The other side of it is, when you know you have your guy, you got to move quickly to get him signed. And the longer you wait, the more expensive it gets. And the Cowboys waited and waited and delayed and delayed. And they kept thinking that Dak Prescott was going to wake up one day and see it their way, take less money, accept the fact that being the Cowboys quarterback leads to all sorts of other earning opportunities, and just say, okay, we'll accept whatever you want to pay us. And he never did. And he finally had them in a spot where they had no choice but to give him this contract. So it's nothing to be proud of. It's their own fault. If they'd have done this in 2019, they would have done it for a hell of a lot less than what they're paying now.
He's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, and you can go to his website, profootballtalk.com. All right, what's this mean for the next group of quarterbacks? Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield. Who gets paid, who doesn't?
Well, and this is what's fascinating about the Dak deal, because the quarterback market was irrelevant to his leverage and his contract. His leverage was driven by the second tag and the likelihood that next year the Cowboys wouldn't have been able to tag him again and he would have become a free agent. That's what determined his number. But now that he's getting 4 years, 160, it becomes relevant to these other quarterbacks. But, you know, here's where the challenge is for the Bills with Allen, the Ravens with Jackson, and the Browns with Mayfield. First, you got to be sure it's the guy. Is this the guy? And I think Ravens, Bills, yes. Browns, I'd be tempted to give it another year, all due respect to Baker Mayfield. But once you know it's the guy, you got to move and you got to get it done. And you got to put a number on the table that he'll take. Because if he waits, it's only going to get more expensive to keep him. Lamar Jackson is 4 years away from having the Ravens in the position that Prescott had the Cowboys. So now there's an opportunity for the Ravens to get something done that Lamar Jackson won't say no to. And this is where it's important to have a good agent. You need to have a good agent who is going to fight with you, or fight for you, not with you, fight for you against the team, but potentially fight with you when you want to take that offer and the agent's saying, no, it's not right yet. Let's not do it. Let's not give in. And Lamar Jackson doesn't have an agent. And my concern is the Ravens are going to make him an offer that blows him away, that isn't nearly as good as it could be. But without an agent to slow him down, he's going to jump on it. And that would be a huge win for the Ravens if that happens, Dan.
There's talk about Tom Brady restructuring his deal. What if Brady said, pay me $1 million?
Like, oh, he could do that. He could do that.
But if you say, if he says, look, I'm going to take $1 million, because what is left for Brady? Another Super Bowl. That's it. He doesn't care about the all-time passing numbers, and he cares about how many Super Bowls I put up, and he's going to get endorsements. But if he said that, now you can bring back Shaq Barrett. Now, you know, you franchised Godwin. Like, you can keep the band together here, because Tom wants to make one more run here, at least. Why not do something like that?
That's exactly what Drew Brees has done. We just assumed he was doing it as a cap favor to the Saints and that he wasn't playing. Still hasn't retired. If Brees would somehow play, he's gone from 25 to 1.075. That's the minimum for anyone with seven or more years of service. That's the least that you can pay someone. Tom Brady could do that if he wants to. He could say, I know I'm supposed to make $25 million this year. I'm just going to take $1.075 million. You can have the rest. Keep the team around me. It's more important to me at this point to get to number eight, not to make $25 million. And yeah, he could do that if he wanted to. And that would be something if he would do that. And that would put them in a great position to keep all the guys that they're trying to keep.
But just imagine what that would sound like if Brady said, look, I want to keep the guys together. What that would mean for that team in that locker room, not that they aren't, you know, following him as the Pied Piper, but I mean, that'd be pretty revolutionary.
Well, it's kind of what he did in New England. Now, there's two schools of thought on why he took less in New England. Some would say he was being selfless. He wanted to have enough players around him. You want to have depth when your starters get injured. You don't want to slap some undrafted guy who's never proven himself into the starting lineup because of injury necessity. You know, part of it, too, was he was always in fear of Bill Belichick waking up one day and saying, we're paying this guy too much money. We can't afford this. We can do better dollar for dollar with someone else. So there was always that healthy dose of, what if I get cut because I'm making too much money? And that's one of the reasons why I know for a fact he kept his money in check. But this would be the ultimate, I'm giving back my earning potential. I mean, think of what this guy's worth to the team. And this is where I struggle with it, because I'm a firm believer. Guys should get every penny they can get while they can get it. They're going to fill that stadium this year, pandemic permitting, because of Tom Brady. You're only taking $1 million. If you would only take $1 million when you're the reason that a place they haven't been able to sell out in a generation is going to be sold out. So it's a tough balance, and you don't want to sell a guy's earning capacity short. But if he really is sufficiently driven to get to number 8 and maybe to number 9 and maybe to number 10, then one way to do it is to say, I'm going to take the bare minimum.
You brought up Drew Brees. What's going on here? He's supposed to be on this Sunday night, football night in America set with you coming up next season, Mike.
Hi. I've told you time and again, they only wake me up for the unimportant meetings. I don't know what's going on with Drew Brees. And Sean Payton told us 5 weeks ago, Super Bowl week, that he expects an announcement from Drew Brees in the next week to a week and a half. And here we are. Nothing from Drew. There was that video of him pushing a sled. I mean, that's not just a guy who's trying to stay in shape. That's a guy who's getting ready to play football. So I don't understand it. There's no urgency for him to do it. Maybe he's just enjoying the moment. I don't get it. But he's already reduced his salary from 25 to 1.075. And if he would show up and say, I'm back, what can the Saints do? What are they going to say? No, we're going to cut you. So it's fascinating. And I'm sure there are some people within the Saints organization that are a little bit nervous about how this is all going to play out.
You know what I thought was the tip off that he's retiring when I saw that video of him pushing the sled?
The change, the Jason Witten type change?
Yes.
Up north? Yes.
Yes. Yes. There was a little more moss on top of his head there. And that struck me as the I'm going into TV hairdo.
But let me just make a general observation. and this is nothing against Drew or Brian Urlacher. But once it's gone, it's a little more conspicuous when it comes back. Like, you need to intervene in the process at some point before it's obvious, like you're Kevin from The Office and you show up at Jim and Pam's wedding with hair. It's kind of obvious at that point, Dan.
Yeah, I know. That to me was the tip off, Mike. When people say, what's he going to do? I said, well, he's retiring. How do you know that? Because he's got new hair.
Well, look, you may be onto something officially, though.
And I don't have a second source right now, but I'm working on that, Mike.
Well, I will say, I mean, obviously, I wasn't even sure it was him in the video. Obviously, there has been something that's gone on up top. It's not just diet and exercise that causes it to reverse itself. But whether that's the motivation, I have no information.
And you don't have to worry about that. Look at that head of hair you got.
Yeah, it's most of it's mine.
Yeah, yeah, but you haven't colored it, right?
You know what? Full transparency, Dan. We had this conversation years ago. It was starting to go gray, and I thought, hey, now's the time to do it. You intervene. You freeze it in place where it is, and I did that for about a year or two, and then you see a picture of yourself with really dark hair, and it looks pathetic because you're aging. But your hair is really dark. And it's like, I don't want to be that guy, and I'm not going to name names, it's 70, that has a full head of jet black hair, but is otherwise 70. So I stopped. And for the most part, you know, it depends on the lighting. For the most part, it looks not as gray as it really is. But yeah, remember the Bob Barker thing? Like, he took a week off on Price is Right and he showed up with full head of white hair and everybody went nuts. It's like, yeah, it was ridiculous before that because nobody believed he had a full head of brown hair. You just got to embrace it. You got to accept it. Just be glad you're alive and be glad that it's there. I don't care what color. That's my official position. I don't care what color it is as long as it's there.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Dan.
That's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. I imagine somebody's tuning in. They're going, wait, what are they talking about? Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Duke beat Boston College. The Blue Devils are now 12-11. They probably have to win the ACC tournament to make it into the tournament. You know, there was a point back in February where it looked like Duke was going to make a run. They won four straight. They beat a top 10 team, Virginia. Then they lost in overtime to Louisville and Georgia Tech. The wheels came off in that regular season finale against North Carolina. And now their last chance. Even Coach K said we don't deserve to be in the tournament. If the ACC doesn't go well, get ready for the first tournament without Duke in over 25 years. Does Duke accept an invitation to the NIT if Duke doesn't make the NCAA tournament? Should they accept a bid to the NIT? Could you make Duke a 16 seed? Yes, Paul.
I was wondering about that. Could you let Duke in the tournament based off their chance of doing damage in the tournament? Almost like a historical exemption. Because they do have talent on the roster. The talent is starting to play better together. And, you know, I know Drexel got in because of automatic bids, but who has a better chance to win the tournament, Drexel or Duke?
Well, if Duke had a player who was must-see TV, then I would grant you that.
But it's almost like history. Like, if Alabama's 11-1 and there's another team like NC State was 12-0, who would get the bid for the Final Four? And I'm talking college football.
If a team was undefeated?
But a team that's, you know, is not as good as Alabama. Like, NC State football is 12-0. Alabama's 11-1. I know Duke's not even close, but I think they should be historically let in.
Yeah, but this comes down to, you know, who is similar, who's 12-11 and going to make the tournament. That's what I would want to know. Not an automatic berth, but who is 12-11 and going to make the tournament. Duke doesn't deserve to be in there, even though they are Duke and it's Coach K. But March Madness is fun, even if Duke's not in there. And I know that I talk about the Final Four in college football being a TV show, and I truly believe that that factors in the number of eyeballs that you can bring. I mean, you have to have a worthy resume, but I do think that if they look at the tiebreaker, they're going to go, who's got a better fan base, Ohio State or TCU? We're going to go with Ohio State. When it comes to March Madness, it's a little bit different. If, let's say, Zion was on this team that was 12-11, then I would go, okay. I would open the door for that conversation. This is a team that's not interesting at all. And you can make the case their best player opted out. Who do they have? I maintain when I watch Duke, it feels like the team on the floor is the second team to what we're used to with Duke. And then you realize, no, that's their starting lineup. Yeah, McLovin.
So if Duke's not in, who's the next closest thing to a must-watch team? And I guess Kentucky's out.
Well, Duke wouldn't be a must-watch team if they were in.
But I feel like to the casual fan, Duke's still, at least you're going to, well, it's the closest thing to a Duke. I mean, Duke's the number one team, right? Not this year, but.
Well, I mean, Michigan's got good history. They've lost recently a couple of times. Do you want to see Gonzaga go undefeated? Baylor's going to be up there. Look, this is not a great tournament as far as star power. That's first and foremost, you know, that's what I would start with. But we always have these buzzer beaters. We always have there's a Cinderella story. There's a player you don't know about. And then you'll go, that's why we watch. I'm going to watch. If Duke was in it, would I go out of my way to watch that? Yeah, I would. I'd be curious. But the other day, Coach K admitted that Duke doesn't deserve a bid. He said, you know, for us, to even have a dream of getting into the NCAA tournament, we have to do an amazing job to get into this tournament. Quite frankly, we haven't earned that right. Even if we had beaten North Carolina, I still think we'd need to do more because we lost close games. You have to reward the teams that do it, not just the fact that we've done it as a program. You've got to do it. And then you'll get people who will go, yeah, see, the one and dones came back to hurt Duke and Kentucky. Well, what about all those other years when they had the one and dones? If you said to Coach K and Coach Cal, hey, would you give up the one and dones over the last decade or so? I'm going to guess they'd probably say, no, not going to do that. But at some point, you'll have those players who are one and done not going to college. That doesn't mean you won't have one and done players, because the players who will be in college will still be recognized as very good players. They just won't be playing against the best players. If you have the G League develops, or you start a post-high school league, something where you can get these players, get them ready for the NBA, get them paid, let them get an agent, those kind of things. And we may be really far down the road. Do we get to the point where the NBA says, okay, no more one and dones? You know? And then what's going to happen with some of these, you know, teams, these programs, these coaches, and their philosophy here? Because I still maintain, I love the one and done, because I do want to see them at least 1 year. But I also, because of the one and done, that allows these mid-majors to still be relevant. And it's great. And next year is the last one and done year. And then what happens? Does Duke then get those players, or North Carolina or Kentucky, Kansas, that would have gone to another school and spent 3 years there? And it might be back to the 1980s again. But Duke and Kentucky will continue to be Duke and Kentucky as long as Calipari's there, Coach K's there. Michigan State, that's an interesting team there with Tom Izzo. And they could win it all this year, as crazy as that may sound. Yeah, Paul.
And a guy like Zion Williamson is never going to happen again in college basketball. A guy that hot, that exciting, that promotable and sponsorable, he won't spend 1 second in college, especially with the new rule where you don't have to. He'll go to a overseas or G League or anything. There'll be a point where someone's going to skip their senior year of high school and go play overseas and make $200,000.
I watch the G League. It's on in the afternoon. And you'll get to see some players who you thought were going to make it to the NBA or were with a team in the NBA, and now they're back down there. But there's some young players. Who's the kid on Ignite? Is it Green? McLevin?
Yeah, Jalen Green. And they have another guy. He's got a trickier name. Kamurka or something.
But I'll watch them, because those are kids who decided that they weren't going to play college. They went to the G League. But
Jonathan Kuminga, sorry.
Yeah.
Is the other top 10 pick there, who's on Ignite.
Yeah.
I saw they got, but they, it's funny, I see Ignite lose big to like the T-Wolves G League team, because they're not ready to play with these 28-year-olds.
Well, they're men. Yeah, that's, you know, there's a big difference sometimes when you go, wow, these guys are talented. Those guys are men over there. Yes, McLevin.
Do you think NBA will judge you if you go to college instead of coming straight out in a couple years? You know how they always like the unknown? Are they going to make the mistake of taking the 18-year-old over the proven 20-year-old?
Well, we do that now, where you give me the guy from Europe, and you're like, ooh, man, haven't seen much about this guy. Yeah, we're going to take him. I mean, that's what happened. You know, Luka, we didn't know. You saw the highlight. I saw two complete games with Luka. And even then, I wasn't sold. I kept thinking, he's just fast enough. He's just quick enough. He just got his shot off. He had a great feel for the game. But I kept going, man, can he do that in the NBA? And he was bigger for his age. Size-wise, you know, he had some bulk to him. Meanwhile, I'm watching Trae Young hit bombs against whoever they're playing, you know, in college basketball with Oklahoma. And it felt like, okay, he's proving himself. Luka shocked me. When his coach, who was the coach of the Phoenix Suns, passed on him, and I went, okay, they want DeAndre Ayton over Luka Doncic. And then the Hawks made the trade with the Mavs. And that's the first time when I realized, I went, oh, damn. The Mavs are so good at scouting these guys. And I went, oh, boy, he's going to be great, isn't he? That was the first time. And even now when you watch him, it feels like Luka just does enough. Step back, I just got it away. Pass, oh, he just threaded the needle there. But you give me that guy that we haven't heard that much about. It's just like what we do with quarterbacks. I don't know. This Trey Lance, North Dakota State, man. Zach Wilson, BYU. Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
I can remember us talking about DeAndre Ayton when he's coming out of college, and You know, he's kind of a true center, or close to a true center, and he's having a very nice career. He's averaging like 17 and 12. You know, that's fantastic for a center in the NBA. But we were discussing the direction of the league. You don't take a center number one anymore. You just don't do it.
Depends on what that center can do.
Like, James Wiseman is not a true center as far as he moves all around the court.
Do you know that Golden State told LaMelo Ball they were taking him? Night of the draft? They said, we're taking you. Then they took James Wiseman. I don't know why they told him what happened. That's why I said I would love to have seen LaMelo Ball with Golden State. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Scott Van Pelt, the popular anchor at SportsCenter. He joins us on the program. Good morning. Is that your study that you're joining me from, Scott?
It's actually Otis the dog's room, and he just lets me sit here mostly. If he gets upset, he'll let me know. But yeah, this is just a little sunny little wing of the home. Yes.
Yeah, it looks like a study is what that would be. Does the dog?
Yeah, do you think I study? Do I seem like a man who studies?
No. Does your dog do any tricks, Scott?
No, he just sits there. He lounges in the sun, and he he's 9 and a half. He's been through some stuff, man. He's just going to hang out, and that's what we're good with that.
How are you celebrating the 1 year anniversary of the night the sports world died?
I'm going to watch games, and I'm going to show highlights of games. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's so surreal, Dan, to remember. And you're one of the few people who truly, truly, truly could appreciate how surreal it is when you go upstairs and sit down to prepare to do what in our business is called a fill, right? In between the Nuggets and the Mavericks and the Pelicans and the Kings, you go up to fill, and then there's not a fill, there's a show, because they're not playing. Everything stopped, and you're just kind of making it up as you go. It was astounding, and it's wild to remember it. And I truly will just celebrate by being able to go in tonight and do all these games and be thankful that we have sports to watch and to discuss.
A lot of times we would go to SportsCenter and you're not dressed to go on the air because the show is going to be a couple hours later. You might have a suit on, or you might have, you're not tie your tie, you don't have makeup on, you're not ready to go on the air. And then all of a sudden, when do you get the heads up? You got to go on the air as soon as possible.
Well, thankfully that evening I was doing the halftimes, because on Wednesdays, typically I would be doing the halftimes of the NBA games and then whatever fill there was in the middle. And then we'd come on after the last game. So for years, Dan, I would just I'd dress for comfort. Right. And I'd be wearing whatever around the office, but I realized that I just would forever be wasting time, and then I would be Berman. It would be 10:59:50, and I'd be sprinting in without a mic on because I wasn't ready. So not long ago, I just decided the hell with it. I'm going to wear a suit when I show up, and particularly on a night like that where I was going to be on early anyway. So thankfully, that part of it was done. I was dressed to work. I just didn't know the work I was going to be asked to do.
What were you told in your ear as you're filling – and you're out there and you're a man on an island. How are you getting your information?
Well, when it really, like with the breaking news part about the season going away, that was the NBA announces it, and Woj just tweeting stuff out, and we just went up there and went on with him. In this instance, it's Dave Pasch and Richard Jefferson. They're in Sacramento, and we're waiting for the nightcap game. And then there's word that Courtney Kirkland, the official, had refereed officiated the Utah game, and that the Pelicans are like, well, we're not playing. And it's like in my ear, my producer, Marco Alfandari, saying, we're hearing that the Pelicans aren't going to play. And I'm thinking, well, that doesn't sound good. And I'm thinking, I mean, you're processing this in real time. You've been in that chair so many times, you know immediately, oh, I guess we're just going to be on here. Well, we don't have a rundown, because we didn't have a show. We were on after that game. So in my ear, they're saying, okay, I think Dave and Richard are going to fill for a minute, and then they're going to come to us. And like, panic isn't something that sets in often, but in that moment, like, they're going to come to us to do what? and then you just, you've been in that, again, there's so few people that truly could get what that moment is. You just go into, okay, this is true. I think your audience understands, right? They're going to come along with you. They know that this isn't the plan. And you go to Woj, and then you go to Royce Young, who's in Oklahoma City, where the Jazz are still in the locker room. And you go to Malika, who's in New York City, and she's talking to players all around the league. And you just kind of ping pong back and forth. But what was crazy, if it's you and Keith, when Keith's talking, your producer can talk to you. But when it's just you, I don't have anywhere to go. Like, I can't kind of lay out and let them just say, hold on, America, I need to find out what the bleep I'm doing here. Give me a second. You're just kind of – and at one point we threw to some sound of Mark Cuban, and that was the only time in the entire time we were on where I actually – I don't know what Mark Cuban said. He could have said anything. He could have declared war on Chile. I could have said anything. I didn't hear a word, because at that point I'm listening to Mark. He's like, all right, here's what we've got, and you're just – feverishly scribbling things down. But looking back on it, the thing that our producer, because we just did a podcast where we kind of pieced this all together, and our producer, who did an amazing job that night, said the thing he's proud of is that we were pretty measured. We didn't, I mean, we kind of kept it together. And that night, I think we as a group got praise for not being hysterical, and so yay for that. But I mean, you just, those aren't cards you expect to play ever, and that's what happened.
And nobody's a COVID expert back then. We're just learning about it. Like, we don't think anything about a game being canceled now. But back then, wait a minute, they're not going to play? Wait, what's that mean? And then contact tracing. Like, what's all of this mean? And then you have to do a Cliff Notes version of, I need to know everything about COVID as soon as possible.
Without question. And I don't want to, we understand how serious this was, is, and has been, right? Okay, no question. But in mid-March of 2020, knowing as little as we knew, and with testing taking as long as it did, like, you couldn't go, I mean, how many, I've gone and gotten rapid tested, they tell you 5 minutes later, yay or nay. Well, then we didn't know how long it would take. And I think there was this true fear then, if you got it, well, maybe you're in big trouble. And, you know, you picture like a contagion, right? Like, I imagine the Jazz with hazmat suit people and helicopters hovering overhead and the military outside saying, don't let the Jazz leave. Well, that wasn't what it was, but we didn't really know, did we? And so it was definitely a frightening time. It felt inevitable that someone in sports would get it. But you know what's fascinating, Dan, is that truly that was the moment that everything pivoted in our country. The minute that sports stopped being played is the minute everyone was like, all right, well, we're not doing this anymore. And we just sort of stopped for a bit.
Yeah, that's when it hit people how serious COVID was. There's no sports. Like, it almost took that for people to understand, boy, this is really important. But, you know, when you work late at night, you count on those highlights.
Yes, you do.
So you get a little, you know, it's a little dry. When, you know, we're
a little,
yeah.
From that night until July, when we finally mercifully took a bit of time away, which was our schedule. We're supposed to take some time off after the NBA finals and the beginning of free agency. Well, from March 11th until early July, we did SportsCenter every night and there were no sports. And thank God for The Last Dance and the Jordan doc, which we could build around. Thank God for Zoom calls. I mean, I've talked, as I know you have, I mean, I've talked to athletes in their couch, in their kitchen, in their cars. I mean, people, you know, it's funny. It works a lot better these days. You say, hey, can you come on the show? I can't get to a studio. You have a studio in your pocket. Just fire up FaceTime, man. You can come on with us. We figured it out. But it was, look, you and I know both well that doing highlights, sitting around watching games, it's stealing money, okay? But for that four-month time, I'd like to think whatever money I stole, I paid back. I'm good with the cosmos, man. I'm good with the world. Our bill is even because those 4 months were, really, really challenging.
Scott Van Pelt from the Mothership joining us on the program. Who came up with Senior Night?
Well, it was a collaborative. The night after Thursday, right? Wednesday, not good. Thursday, we find out no tournament. And after our show meeting, we sit down as a group in this big conference room. You were there when you came back that great night. You know our group, and we got a great group. And we sit, as you do. And we sit around, and I'm like, what are we going to do? Because this is going to suck, all right? But what can we do to do something positive? And so I started thinking out loud about the idea of just shine a light on people that didn't get a chance to say goodbye. Well, I get home that night and there's this note from a group in social that said, we've been talking about this idea. And Jimmy Pitaro, our boss, president of ESPN, independent of all of us, three different groups of people, all were thinking along the same lines. And so I sent out a tweet and I said, here's what we want to do. We want to tip our caps to the people who didn't get that chance. And there was this one kid in Illinois there was a picture that just really got me thinking about it. Cause he and his team are a game away from the state finals. and they canceled it. And he's sitting alone in a gym at midcourt. And I'm thinking, can you imagine that? Mm. And I couldn't. And so out of a lot of people just sort of kicking around an idea, we said, who, you know, share with us your stories. And it was the most amazing thing. Tens of thousands of people from all over the country, their high school girls basketball team and boys and track and hockey and baseball and lacrosse and all and on and on. And we shared as many of those stories as we could. And what's really cool, and we're going to do it this week, is we're going to revisit that, because already we're getting notes from the Jones high school girls basketball team in Oklahoma. They made it last year. They didn't get to play. They made it again. So they're back. And this year we're going to play. And it's just, it's really cool. Like, for the kids that moved on, they didn't get it. But for those communities and the people who maybe had it cut short last year, they're going to get to run it back this year. So to me, it'll be a fun way to revisit that. But it was really gratifying. It was gratifying because, you know this, Dan, like, SportsCenter is not the end all be all, and ESPN is not the only thing in the world, but it's a pretty bright light and it's a pretty loud mic. And when you talk into that mic, people hear you all around the country. And when those young people felt like they were seen and their accomplishments were being recognized, it mattered. And to be the person to share that really, really was gratifying.
And we keep talking about this new normal. I don't know what the new normal is. I don't know if, you know, just being able to go to a game. Like, that simple pleasure is not so simple, but I don't know what that feeling is going to be like. I haven't been on a plane in over a year.
Wow.
I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't done anything. You know, I'm still waiting to get the vaccine. But there's part of me as just a fan that I think I took, you know, I was numb to it, that we get to go to any game we want and we get press passes. And I just want to go to a game and sit and have a beer and watch a game with other people.
I want to hear them. That's what I want. I miss the sound. There's nothing like the sound. I'm with you. You know what's wild is when you see an old, like, watching like a video of an old playoff game in, say, like Yankee Stadium, like old Yankee Stadium, it looks like there are 400,000 people, right? It's just like, God, look at all those people. And you miss that. You miss being part of the organic of what that is, and to be part of the roar or to hear it, and it just in the building or in a stadium. So I'm with you. I look forward to that. And I'm hopeful, man. I hope you get the shot soon. My mom got hers soon. As soon as we can get ours, we'll get them. And it feels like things are easing. You know, you don't get reckless here, but I do feel like truly a year afterwards, I never imagined then we'd be a year in, you know, having to deal with it. But do you share that? Do you share the optimism sounds really corny, but like the better day is almost here?
It feels like the home stretch, but yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's a cautionary tale. And every time it's two steps forward, and then it feels like it's two steps back. And now, maybe it's two steps forward, one step back. I want to take two steps forward and take two more steps forward after that. Like that, that's what I want. And you know what I don't miss, Scott?
What?
The gallery at a golf tournament. I did not miss hearing some idiot yell out, "Get in the hole" at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. So one of the few benefits of COVID.
Mashed potatoes! Mashed potatoes!
Baba Booey! I did not miss that at all. And so that's the one of the few benefits of COVID was I didn't hear the gallery.
Yeah, but you know what? If the trade-off is that you get to go to a game, you know, you just tune out the guy that's 12 beers in screaming, "Get in the hole." He's like, "Hey, buddy, it's like a 480-yard par four. That's a little ambitious."
Well, okay? It is DeChambeau, so you can say, "Get in the hole."
Well played.
By the way, Otis nailed this interview. Your dog was
He's not as always. That's his resting posture. So he's good.
I work with people at SportsCenter, coordinating producers who were about as active as Otis was,
and about as bright. Right?
Wow! You have to show up today. I don't.
I was talking about your coordinators.
I don't have I have uncoordinated producers. So
you got a great group, and it's always good to be with you guys, Dan.
Thank you, Van Peasy. Great to talk to you, buddy. Thank you.
You will. Stay safe.
Scott Van Pelt, SportsCenter anchor. He'll probably win a damn Emmy for that night a year ago. You know? Yeah, Paul.
We were on the air that day too.
Yeah.
And the next morning.
Yeah.
And the next morning.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I didn't have like the president of the company like ESPN had.
I don't think we had a president of
it. No, we didn't. I don't know who we had. We just had us. But we're here. Although I will say the audience was, you know, very gracious in sharing your thanks to this show of just us doing this show. But like we needed to do this show too. But to get that reaction from our audience was truly rewarding. And it was never lost on us that people would just call in and say thank you. And we are lucky. We were lucky. We didn't miss a show. We were able to do it. And it was beneficial to us as well.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.